Hello, my name is Vic Weaver. I'm the assistant chaplain and life skills instructor at the Union County Jail with Safer Communities Ministry. We'd like to talk today about some do's and don'ts and some rules for volunteers that come to the Union County Jail. Number one, always secure your car. Never come into the facility without your car keys and making sure your car is locked. Always carry your identification. Your Union County Jail Volunteer ID badge should be present on your person at all times. Be faithful to stay in touch and to follow your ministry team leaders. Stay close to them. You always want to work as a team. Our ministry is a team effort. Unless otherwise approved by the SCM office, we administer two people or more in the facility at all times. As a general rule, we don't do one-on-one with inmates. In group discussion settings, be a facilitator. Discussion groups are not for preaching, or even at first, not for teaching Bible study. Learn to draw out people in discussion and get them to share, and always focus on the quiet. And gently but firmly calm the big talker. Be submissive to the table leader, even if you think you have a better way. Discuss it with them in person later. Then in the meeting, always remember leaders lead and followers follow. Stay on the team's agenda. Don't jump around to other scriptures or ideas to try to prove a point. Use the team's agenda and the materials and then the dynamics of the group also to help the inmates discover truth for themselves. Do allow the conversation to drift into the inmates' personal issues, then return to the group lesson, not your own agenda. It is not important to cover all the material, but to apply some of the material's concepts appropriately and practically for their life circumstances. Report threats immediately. If you learn directly from an inmate about anything that may be a threat to the order or the security of the institution, or about a threat of bodily harm that the inmate is going to do on themselves or others, this must be reported to the leadership immediately. You also do not want to be a carrier. Don't bring anything into the jail. You don't take anything out of the jail for an inmate, and there are no exceptions to that. Don't carry items, mail, messages, or anything out of the institution from inmates, no matter what their story. They will try to play on your emotions, but you are not to take anything out or mail any mail for them. Don't give, receive, or exchange money with any inmate. And you don't really want to have a lot of money in your pockets when you come into the jail. Remember, no hardback books. Hardback Bibles or books are not permitted in maximum security jails and prisons. These can be used to conceal items and are not permitted. Don't give any unauthorized materials to inmates. Each facility will have someone in charge of distributing Bibles and other religious materials. In the Union County Jail, that's the chaplain's office. The Bible translation that people are using can be contentious. Be sensitive. Please check with the chaplain's office at the jail concerning this. You are not to hand out any tracts or other reading material unless it is approved by the chaplain's office. Don't give out your address, your telephone number, your email, or any personal information to an inmate. If an inmate wants to correspond with you, make sure it's always male to male and female to female. Then obtain ministry cards from the chaplain's office. Write your name on it for the inmate And then when you give your ministry address to the facility at the jail, to the chaplain's office, we will forward any correspondence. Don't give out any legal advice to an inmate. Do not discuss any bonding issues. You are there to share the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ and what he can do in their lives. You're not there to give legal advice. I'd like to thank you for listening and thank you for partnering with us to share the gospel to a few least of these.